neighbourhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Eight in 10 South Africans still believe in human rights and the rule of law, yet fewer than half support democracy. That's according to Deputy Minister of Justice Andries Snell. He was speaking at an event to mark the Human Rights Commission's 30th anniversary.
One of the highest endorsements globally. South Africans are deeply committed to fairness, freedom of speech, yet many express concerns that rights must be balanced with responsibility. The Ipsos findings underscore that citizens expect accountability from both government and private actors, and that trust is built when human rights translate into daily justice. This should embolden us. The moral center of our society has not collapsed. South Africans still believe in the promise of our constitution.
Nell says the commission's role in bridging that trust gap is more vital than ever, warning of storm clouds like inequality, social division and misinformation. He adds that the task now is to turn belief into reality so every child, worker and elder can feel protected by the constitution. The case against a 38-year-old man accused of the murders of two Pretoria women has been postponed to January. Cousins Tsiamo and Baleseng Moramaga from Mamelodi East were shot and killed over the weekend. The bodies of the 21 and 22-year-olds were found on Sunday not far from their home. The suspect made a brief appearance in the Mamelodi Magistrates Court today following his arrest on Monday. The NPA says he's abandoned bail. The UDM has slammed President Cyril Ramaphosa's celebration of South Africa's removal from the Financial Action Task Force grey list as hollow and tone-deaf. The party's deputy president, Ngabayomzi Gwangwa, says while the president hails technical compliance and investor confidence, millions of South Africans continue to face hunger, joblessness and fear.
Exiting the grey list is an important step in strengthening financial integrity, but the president must understand that ordinary people judge democracy not by international ratings, but by whether their lives improve. The Afrobarometer survey is a warning that citizens are fast losing faith in a political system that appears disconnected from their suffering.
Well, please call me inventor Nkosana Makate is challenging a 13 million rand legal costs order following his Concord loss to Vodacom. The costs relate to a day's arguments after the Apex Court ruled in Vodacom's favour and referred the case back to the Supreme Court of Appeal. Makate calls the order unfair and excessive, citing his defence against two dismissed applications. The dispute forms part of a long-running billion-rand compensation battle over the innovation. And the Dutch have headed to the polls today for a snap election. Polls suggest firebrand Geert Wilders is narrowly on course to repeat his stunning election success from 2 years ago with his far-right Freedom Party. But with half the electorate still undecided, the result is too close to call. And a pack of these of three other parties has closed the gap in recent days. The fragmented Dutch political system means no party can reach the 76 seats needed to govern alone. So consensus and coalition building are essential. The top story, the Deputy Justice Minister Andries Snell says 8 in 10 South Africans still believe in human rights and the rule of law, yet fewer than half support democracy. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.